Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government accepts recommendations of high-level committee on One Nation, One Election. Cabinet approves Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan to improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities. Centre approves BioRide scheme to support cutting-edge research and development in biotechnology, also gives nod to Chandrayaan 4 and Venus missions. Voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir concludes peacefully this evening, recorded highest voter turnout in 35 years. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launches NPS Vatsalya scheme for child savings. And in badminton, Malvika Bansod defeats world number 7 Gregoria Tunchung in first round of women's singles at China Open 2024 in Changzhou. The government today accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts.
इसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन दो फेजेस में होगा. फर्स्ट फेज में लोकसभा और असेंबलीज के इलेक्शंस को साइमल्टेनियस कराने का प्रयास होगा और उसके सेकंड फेज में जितने भी अर्बन लोकल बॉडीज हैं उन सब के लोकल बॉडी इलेक्शंस को विद इन 100 डेज ऑफ जनरल इलेक्शंस में करवाना, जिससे कि एक बार में सारे इलेक्शन का प्रोसेस कम्प्लीट हो और फिर 5 साल तक सब के सब देश के निर्माण में लगे.
The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give a boost to the country's science and technology sector.
Chandrayaan 4 mission ko aur expand kiya gaya manned mission to moon. Uske liye jo preparatory steps hote hain, un sare preparatory steps ko approval diya gaya. Lunar surface pe land karna, uske samples lena aur wapis leke aane ka, ye sara is mission mein dhyan rakha jayega. वीनस ऑर्बिटर मिशन का भी अप्रूवल हुआ है. थर्ड अप्रूव किया गया गगनयान फॉलो ऑन एंड डेवलपमेंट ऑफ आवर फर्स्ट स्पेस स्टेशन.
द यूनियन मिनिस्टर इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट द गवर्नमेंट हैज अप्रूव्ड प्रधानमंत्री जनजातीय उन्नत ग्राम अभियान विद अ टोटल आउटले ऑफ 79,156 करोड़ रुपीज. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnav said this will cover around 63,000 villages benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnav also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers.
NPK fertilizers ke liye subsidy 24,475 crore rupees ka allocation kiya. Kisano ki income ke protection ke liye annadata aay sanrakshan abhiyan. Iske liye 35,000 crore rupees ka allocation hai. Price ko stabilize karne ka mechanism is scheme mein. Pulses aur oil seed mein we should become atmanirbhar. Us mission mein ye program ek bahut bada role play karega.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality, AVGCXR, to enhance India's soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved the Biotechnology Research, Innovation and Entrepreneurship Development Scheme with a new component, namely Biomanufacturing and Biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making the Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in 7 districts concluded peacefully this evening. The Union Territory has registered the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years, as it saw more than 59% polling in the first phase. A report from our Srinagar correspondent.
The highest voter turnout in the Kashmir division was recorded in Kulgam district with 61.57%, while as in Jammu division, the highest voter turnout was recorded in Kishtwar district with 77.23%. The poll process started at 7 in the morning and ended at 6 in the evening. An encouraging participation of voters was seen in all 3,276 polling stations where the enthusiastic voters exercised their right to franchise. Adequate security arrangements were put in place to ensure smooth and incident-free elections today. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
The Election Commission said youth and women voters shone bright at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their vote is an emphatic response in favour of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling stations showcased the entire world the deep trust and confidence of the people of the Union Territory in the democratic exercise. Ahead of Haryana Assembly elections, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today unveiled the party's manifesto, announcing the guarantees at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Kharge said 7 promises will be fulfilled if voted to power. He announced to provide legal guarantee of minimum support price to farmers and 300 units of electricity to every family. He also announced that 2 lakh recruitments will be done and the old pension scheme will be restored. The Congress president said 2,000 per month will be provided to women. In Haryana, the Ladwa constituency was created from the Thanesar constituency of Kurukshetra district in 2007, and it held its first election 2 years later in 2009. Sher Singh Barshami of INLD became its first MLA from this constituency. A report.
Haryana's Ladwa Assembly constituency has become the high-profile seat as Acting Chief Minister of Haryana, Naik Singh Sain, is contesting from here. Congress has fielded the sitting MLA, Mewar Singh, from the seat, while the Indian National Lokdal Bahujan Samaj Party Alliance has given ticket to Sapna Barshami, who belongs to the family of Sher Singh Barshami, who was the first MLA from this seat. The Jannayak Janata Party, Ajad Samaj Party Alliance has fielded Advocate Vinod Sharma, and the Aam Aadmi Party is relying on Joga Singh. This time, Bharatiya Janata Party is seeking votes in the name of ending corruption and nepotism, empowering women, poor and farmers, giving jobs without money and slips and dwellment. At the same time, Congress and other parties have made unemployment, inflation and farmers their election issues. 1,96,536 voters will decide the future of the candidates. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the NPS Vatsalya scheme in New Delhi. Ms. Sitharaman said through NPS Vatsalya, their child gets an advantage of high returns from the time that the money is saved.
NPS Vatsalya, it actually brings in a habit of saving for the parents who can put the money for the children. So the child is getting the advantage of this kind of return right from when the money is saved, and when he or she is 18, or whenever they get a job, this moves. 18 is when it moves over to become a regular NPS and then benefit from it.
The finance ministry said NPS Vatsalya will ensure long-term wealth with the power of compounding. It added the scheme offers flexible contributions and investment options. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today said that India could easily double the size of its economy by 2030. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Mr. Subramanian pointed towards India being the fifth largest economy with a size of about $3.7 trillion in nominal terms. He said, by 2047, India will be among the world's youngest nations demographically poised for prosperity, with a projected per capita income of around $20,000. Union Minister of Environment, Forests and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, today said, it is high time to move towards sustainable development for a sustainable society. Addressing a session on India's pathway to net zero at Reinvest Meet in Gandhinagar today, the minister stressed on reducing carbon emissions in order to achieve sustainable economic growth. In Kerala, a 38-year-old man admitted to the Manjeri Medical College Hospital in Malappuram district has been confirmed to be infected with mpox or monkeypox virus. Samples of the man who arrived from Dubai recently were sent for testing, which confirmed the viral infection. This is the first mpox case reported in the state. The state government has set up isolation wards in all major government hospitals and appointed nodal medical officers to tackle mpox cases. In West Bengal, many parts of the southern districts are reeling under a flood situation. The Damodar Valley Corporation has released water from the Maithan and Panchet dams and the Durgapur barrage. Relief and rescue operations are underway in all the flood-affected districts. In Odisha, the flood situation in northern parts of the state continue to be alarming, with major rivers like Subarnarekha and Jalaka in spate following incessant rain over the last 4 days. Many areas have been badly affected, with thousands of people still marooned in the flood water. The National Disaster Rapid Action Force, Odisha Disaster Rapid Action Force, and fire service personnel have evacuated thousands of people to safer places as relief and rescue operations are still on. Campaigning for Sri Lanka's presidential elections will conclude at midnight tonight, after which the silence period will begin and remain in effect until the elections are held on Saturday. Sri Lanka's Election Commission has warned that any individual or groups continuing to canvass or promote candidates in this silent period will be violating the election laws. The frontrunners are holding their last rallies today, centered around the capital Colombo, after having held rallies across the island till yesterday. In a new wave of explosions across Lebanon, at least 3 persons were killed today when handheld radios exploded at various locations across the country's south and in Beirut's southern suburbs. Over 1,000 people, including Hezbollah fighters and medics, were injured yesterday in similar blasts in pagers. Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad said today that the death toll in these blasts has risen to 12, including 2 children. In the Philippines, at least 20 people have died and 14 are missing due to the combined effects of the southwest monsoon, as well as 2 recent tropical cyclones, Ferdy and Jenner. Since last week, some parts of the Philippines, including Palawan province, have experienced flooding due to foul weather. The inclement weather affected almost 6 lakh people in 12 regions across the country, and the storms have damaged 930 houses and infrastructure. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gregoria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou today. Bansal, the underdog going into the match, shocked the 5th-seeded Indonesian, winning in straight sets with a scoreline of 26-24, 21-19. The 4-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from tomorrow in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government accepts recommendations of High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election. Cabinet approves Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan to improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities. Centre approves Bio-Ride scheme to support cutting-edge research and development in biotechnology, also gives nod to Chandrayaan 4 and Venus missions. Voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir concludes peacefully this evening, recorded highest voter turnout in 35 years. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launches NPS Vatsalya scheme for child savings And in badminton, Malvika Bansod defeats world number 7 Gregoria Tundrum in first round of women's singles at China Open 2024 in Changzhou. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.